This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Wednesday, August the 26th, as we come off a Phillies victory. Ladies and gentlemen, a fun one. At that, a relatively easy one at that. That has not been something to take for granted this season. It seems like they either lose really hard or squeak them out, or make it at least uncomfortable along the way. The Phillies do not. Last night, they handle the Washington Nationals an 8-3 victory over the Nats. An important win as they move to 11-14 on the season now, ahead of the Nationals at 11-16, so two games better in the loss column than the Nats. And just big for this Phillies team to potentially, hopefully, get on some sort of a roll, right? I mean, you know, they win the last one in Atlanta. They really should have won two out of three there. They should have won game two there. They hang on. They have the play at the plate to end it. And you hope that a little momentum carries into the game in Washington, especially after a night off, a day off. And it looked like, a nice night from the Philadelphia Phillies, especially a rain delay in the middle. Arrieta was cruising after a rough start. The Phillies get it done. We'll dive into the whole game, obviously. But nice to see the Phillies bounce back in a little bit. You know, obviously, did win on Sunday, but, still felt like they really needed to, quote-unquote, bounce back. And a nice win last night. Now, what we need to see them do is carry it over night to night. Can we get a streak going a little bit? Can we get some wins strung together in a row? Wouldn't that be something? All right, let's dive into last night, and then we'll get to some other stuff in Phillies newsland, as it were. But the Phillies start off a little rough as Jake Arrieta, who actually ended up pitching really solidly, gives up a home run to Trey Turner in the first at bat of the game for the Nationals, 1-0 early, but then the Phillies get it going in the third inning against Patrick Fetty. As Andrew McCutchen singles home run, McCutchen continues to look great. Only one for four, but scores a couple runs on base, had a couple RBI, stole a base, McCutchen stole. He's just looked really good. He's finally looking healthy. We talked about this the other day, but he has looked really, really good. Starting to finally feel like he's getting that timing back, the body back to where it needs to be. And it's exciting. It's huge. You know, McCutchen at the top of the lineup really was an engine for this team last season when it was going well early on. And again, I said at the time, I didn't think they could recover from the injury when it happened. And it really felt like they never did, you know, never felt, again, for the rest of the season, that they were that same type of team offensively. And it was a huge loss. And if McCutchen can get back to being McCutchen, which it looks like he's on the path to doing, I think that portends really good things for this offense, which, you know, again, Realmuto, Harper, those kind of guys have been really caring. Speaking of Realmuto, the Phillies would end up taking a 4-1 lead this inning as McCutchen and Hoskins would come around to score on a JT Realmuto homer that was a unique one, as the Phillies at this point, the game's tied 1-1, two runners on. Realmuto hits a ball to the opposite field, and it looked, if you didn't watch the ball and just watch Realmuto for 5 seconds. You would think it was a standard flyout to right field as he, you know, kind of held on his bat for a minute, looked really frustrated with himself. And the ball just kept carrying and carrying, and Adam Eaton kept running back and back. And ultimately, the ball, Eaton jumps at the fence. The ball bounces off the top of the fence, bounces like straight up almost like in the air, majestic for a moment, and then starts to arc just a little bit the way to go over the fence. It was a wild home run and a big one in this game, a real momentum shifter as the Phillies would take a 4-1 lead there. And Jake Arrieta would cruise at that point, going 5 innings, allowing 3 hits, 1 run, that 1 run from the first inning, 1 walk, 1K. So not a lot of Ks, but, you know, looked like he was comfortable out there. You know, not amazing or anything, but he looked comfortable. And the thing, only 54 pitches to get through 5 innings. You think, wow, that would have been nice to save the pen a little bit, as the Phillies have only 2 more off days the rest of the season. Think about that. It is August 26th. We have the whole month of September left, 2 more off days. So it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a grind anytime you can save them. But unfortunately, this was out of Arrieta's hands, out of Girardi's hands, as the rain came in about an hour and 15 minute delay or so. Girardi, I think, wisely decided not to put Arrieta back out there. I don't think they mess around too much or should mess around too much with the any sort of rain delay, especially an hour or more. It's tough. And maybe a young pitcher's arm's a little more flexible, we'll say, or whatever. A little more durable, probably a better word. But even then, I wouldn't mess around with it. I had no problem with him pulling Arrieta there. And they do go to Heath Embry, who does give up a run, sadly, is only able to get through 2/3 of an inning. But how about Tommy Hunter? Yeah, Embry, of course, we thought was the be-all, end-all in his first outing, less than a second. Tommy Hunter, another really solid outing. Tommy Hunter, back-to-back solid outings, comes in an inning in the third. One hit, no runs, 1K. As at this point, the Phillies are up 4-2. Then they start to pile on a bit. McCutchen, RBI ground out in the sixth. The seventh makes it 5-2, and then Alec Bohm RBI single in the eighth, and it got a little scary in the bottom of the eighth as Hector Neris came in, and it's a bummer because it just looks like Hector Neris might be cooked for now. Look, not career-wise, but for now, like, I don't know if you could trust him if you're Joe Girardi. He just continues to have bad outing after bad outing. It might be something where, you know, he needs a phantom IL trip, or he needs to be sent to Lehigh Valley, which I don't think they would do. But he's been rough. Hector Neris looks out of shape. He hasn't been great. Not cooked. Career-wise, I still believe there's something there, and he's been an up-and-down guy. We've seen him be good, then bad, then good, then bad. Maybe he's just following his natural pattern, but for right now, I certainly don't feel comfortable with Hector Neris coming into a game, and I don't know if Joe Girardi will anymore. As Girardi was quick to pull the hook. Adam Morgan comes in with runners on first and third, Juan Soto up, a 5-2 game at that point, and massive out, 6-2 game, excuse me. Massive out, gets Juan Soto to ground out. Huge out by Adam Morgan there. That was awesome to see, kind of saving the day there with, of course, Juan Soto up the plate. And but Girardi wasn't messing around, got Neris out of there with a 4-run lead. I appreciated that. Neris looked like he didn't have it. He hasn't really looked like he's had it at any point this season. It's too bad. And look, one of the 2 hits Neris gave up was a kind of a blooper. But just in general, you know, he just hasn't been able to have the same type of control. The splitter hasn't been as devastating or close to devastating. It's just, it's too bad. But it feels like Neris is in a funk right now, and you can't really trust him. Ultimately, the Phillies get out of the inning with the Adam Morgan big out on Soto. And then the Phillies offense comes through, adding a few more in the ninth as Gene Segura, my man, a RBI single to right. It was actually big. They score basically these 2 runs here, Harper and McCutchen scoring. basically a wild pitch helped score the second run because it was runners on first and second and a wild pitch, and they transfer over to second and third, and they both score on the single. I don't know if they do if it's first and second. So that was awesome. 8-2. It was a nice lead. The Phillies give up one in the ninth on an error. Reese Hoskins, not great, pal. Not great. It went right through Hoskins' leg. Blake Parker gets the outs. I think Blake Parker, for the most part, has been pretty good. His ERA is still zero, as it was an unearned run against him. Adam Morgan's ERA is down to 3.86. You like to see that. Tommy Hunter, how about this? His ERA is down to 4.35. I'll bet you would have thought it was way higher than that. So that's good to see. And look, offensively, getting the job done. 8 runs will play. You know, they'll do it again. McCutcheon, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. That's nice to see. Hoskins wasn't great, but gets on base a couple times, scores a run. Harper, 2 walks and a hit. You know, again, a 500 on base percentage for the game, 460 for the season there. Romuto, that big home run. Didi, a hit and a run scored. Segura, 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs, seeing the ball, hitting the ball well. You know, an RBI hit for Bohm. Roman Quinn, 2-for-4 at a stolen base. He should just run every time at 2 stolen bases. He should just be running all the time. And Kingery, 1-for-4 with a run. So everyone contributed, basically. Every starter got a hit. That's good to see. You know, 12 hits in total, an offense that's humming a little bit. And it's not all on home runs, you know, kind of scoring some runs the old-fashioned way. That's something that I've really liked from Girardi. It feels like they've been way more inclined to run this year than they have the last few years. I mean, they are really stealing bases. I mean, Harper's got 4 or 5. Quinn's got 5. McCutcheon's got a couple. I mean, they've been running. I like that. That's good to see. It's aggressive baseball, and it's the kind of thing where I think you can gain an advantage with that type of stuff, especially in a sport where stolen bases has become a lost art almost as a type of thing. So maybe you catch teams more off guard now. You know, things always swing back and forth, and maybe it's time to swing back to the stolen base a bit, and you can gain a marketing efficiency, a small advantage by being a club that tries to run more. And look, especially Roman Quinn, I mean, if he's on first base with no one else on any other base, you know, if he's the only runner on, he's on first base, just go. Every time. Every time. I mean, he's so fast. So fast. And he has it seems a pretty good feel of getting a jump. I mean, the ones last night were really impressive. You know, he had a good jump. He beat the throws easily. I'm really impressed with Quinn. He's from a base running perspective, excuse me. I'm not totally sold on Quinn. He's been fine. But from a base running perspective, I think he should run every time. He's just one of those guys, just steal bases. And I do, again, like that the team in general is utilizing, it seems at least, a more aggressive philosophy on the base paths all around, and particularly in stolen bases. And again, last night, nice to see them hit. Nice to see them put up some runs. Arrieta, again, I thought looked really good, even though unable to finish it out or go as long as he could over with only 54 pitches in the fifth, through five, I should say. But, hey, you know, rain is what it is. Ultimately, it was a really, really, really nice win for this Philly team, a win they needed. A win against a division opponent, and an important one. You know, they need to get on a roll. We've talked about this a lot, but we're almost halfway through the season. And you know, every game does matter. That's why, you know, they need intensity. They need a sense of urgency on every level, from Girardi down to the players. And it felt like last night there was some of that. Girardi pulling Neres quickly, and just in general, the vibe felt like, all right, we need to win some games here. Harper, I think that's the thing that I liked about the Harper quote. Well, the quote we talked about yesterday about Bryce saying that they need to win 9 or 9 out of 10 or something like that to get back in it, and me saying basically they don't really need to when you look at the standings, just because there are so many teams that make the playoffs, and there are some bad teams in the National League, so they're much closer to the playoffs than that. But at the same time, I like the idea that Bryce is thinking that way, that he's thinking with that level of urgency, that level of All right, we can't mess around. You know, this is go time. We have to win games, and I like that, and I hope that permeates through the club. And it was a good win last night. It was a good win, and hopefully they can build on it tonight. The nerve wracking part is, while we do have good pitcher ourselves, it's a tough couple nights here for the pitching matchups, as you always hope to avoid Max Scherzer and Patrick Corbin when you face the Nationals, and usually Strasburg, but he's hurt. This time we don't. It's Nola versus Corbin tonight, and then Howard versus Scherzer tomorrow. So not great from that perspective. You would have hoped to miss those guys. But we'll get to that. We'll come back to tonight's game and look ahead to it. But ultimately, I think that makes last night so much more important with Scherzer and Corbin coming up, even with Nola against Corbin, which is a fair matchup. Both great pitchers. I think you're extra happy you took that first game when Eric Fetty was on the hill. You know what I'm saying? All right. Couple other things to talk about before we get out of here, and we'll look at it again to tonight's game. Bullpen, Vinny. The Phillies have finally made the decision publicly, what we all knew, but that Spencer Arrow will remain in the rotation and Vince Velasquez will become the long man in the pen. And let's be real. I mean, the Phillies have a bunch of doubleheaders coming up the rest of the season. So we're going to see Vinny starting games, being a long man starter where he goes three or four, like an opener, a long opener, something like that. But this is good. I'm very happy about this. Spencer Howard should be the starter. And, we have said forever and ever and ever and ever, just put Vinny in the bullpen, enough with the starter thing, over and over and over and over and over again for what feels like ages, what feels like so many years of my life. And in reality, it's not as many years of my life as it feels like, but it has been a long time. We've been on the Vince Velasquez merry-go-round for quite some time, and I'm happy to see him again just put in the bullpen. And look, again, it's so tenuous, an injury here, an injury there, and all of a sudden he's back in the rotation. Like tomorrow, things happen. But I'm happy to see him go to the pen. I think that ultimately he has a better chance at being a successful long man out of the bullpen, a guy who can come in and give you 2-3 innings when you need it, go through the lineup once. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Not have to face hitters 2, 3, 4 times, especially 3 times. You never get to 4, let's be real. But like that, we knew that the numbers, they've been very clear that when Vinny gets to a lineup the third time through, it's bad. It's not a good thing. And the first time through is certainly the best run for him. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see how he fares out there in the pen, and if he can mentally kind of adjust his mentality and approach to be able to thrive in that role. And I think he can. I think he's got the stuff to thrive in that role. And I'm hoping he can, because, again, it'd be nice to add another pitcher this pen he can count on. Wouldn't that be such a unique, awesome thing to have? But, again, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. I mean, I'm still on the can't trust Vinny train, but we'll see. I'm more inclined to believe in him as a reliever than as a starter. So positive momentum moving forward. One of those things. Let's roll with it. Other bullpen news from yesterday, which is more of a bummer, but not wholly unexpected when we all saw the just awful way that Jose Alvarez was injured in the game in Toronto, and made the amazing play, or in Buffalo against Toronto, I should say, made the amazing play to get the out, but, the shot to the private area, we'll say, the groin, had a contusion down there, if you know what I mean. It's too bad. Girardi acknowledged, quote unquote, he's going to take some time. Apparently was told not to pick up a ball for 2 weeks, then, he would need to ramp back up after that. So, you're hoping to get Alvarez back for the last week of the season, maybe, something like that. It's not ideal. It's really bad. I mean, in all reality, Jose Alvarez has been the team's best reliever, at least of the guys who started the season on the team, the best reliever. That's a loss. It's a loss. I was going to say a kick in the you know what, and then I thought that was inappropriate with Jose, because it's tough. It's nothing to joke about. But it's also a big loss on the field. You know, again, he has been their most consistent reliever this season and last season, along with Hector, who, you know, was good last year. But it's too bad. It's obviously much more concerned about his health and him and all that. But just from a team perspective, too, it's a loss. It's a loss. Jose Alvarez has been great for this team, and him being out for a month or whatever is a real loss. And you hope they can weather it. Not a bullpen you feel very confident about. All right, quickly before we look to tonight's game, a quick look at the standings. As again, it's what makes it so wild is this whole weird short season and the fact there are 8 playoff teams making it in each league. You know, the Phillies right now at 11-14 are fourth in the NL East. They are tied. So I guess they're tied for third, with the Mets. Technically, they are slight percentage points back in win percentage, but in terms of games back, they are 3.5 back each. The Mets 12-15, the Phillies 11-14. So each, a game up, a game back in the win column and loss column. And then Miami is a game and a half up on those two teams and a game behind Atlanta. So 2.5 back of Miami, those two teams. But again, you look throughout the National League, there's only a couple teams in each division that have a above 500 record. Literally two in each division. And when you look at the wild card standings, you know, it's the Phillies are right there. You know, the Phillies and Mets are so right now, if you look at the wild card standings, the 3 second place teams that would be in are the Padres, the Cardinals, and the Marlins, and they are all over 500. And then the rest of the National League is under 500. And remember, two of these teams would make it. So right now, Colorado is 14-15. And how about this? Gabe Kapler's San Francisco Giants at 14-16 would be the two extra wild card teams, would make the playoffs, both under 500. The Giants, obviously, a half game behind the Rockies. And then the Phillies are just a half game back of that. So the Phillies are a half game out. The be-all, end-all of that is the Phillies are a half game back of the playoff spot. I mean, that's absurdity, or game back, you know, right in there. It's crazy. It's crazy. It does not feel like it should be that way, but it is that way. And that's the uniqueness of this season. That's why it is so important that they start to win these games, because it's not over. They're in it. They're right there. And, you know, it'd be nice to see them fight for it, especially because, you know, they went out and traded some future assets for some help in the pen, so you may as well take advantage of it. Why not waste it? All right, tonight, another big one. They need to keep winning games. That's what we're talking about. That's why it matters, as we just talked about. Even a moderate win streak or a 8 of 10, 7 of 10 could really put them firmly in a playoff spot for now. And kind of give them some momentum moving forward. And, going up against Corbin tonight would be a big one. Nola versus Corbin, clearly the prime pitching matchup of this series. Spencer Howard against Max Scherzer tomorrow is a fun one, too, don't get me wrong. But, Nola Corbin is a good one. And Nola wasn't great in his last outing, but obviously prior to that had been so good for like 3 starts in a row. Was just 2018 Nola, dominant Nola, and you hope that he can get back to that. That the last start was just the outlier, which is my guess for what it's worth. I think Nola's fine, and he's going to come out and be awesome. And Corbin, look at it, his last start wasn't his best outing either, but he is certainly nasty. We saw it last year throughout the playoffs, the season, all that. So big one tonight. I hope the Phillies can kind of carry the momentum. The bats can get going against Corbin a little bit. Hopefully we see Gosselin in the lineup. Goss, we need some barrels in the lineup against the lefty. I think we will. Ultimately, though, score some runs and keep the Nationals from scoring some runs. How about that? So Either way, whatever happens, and I think they can win it. I think that let's get a little run here. Definitely take two or three this series. It's important, and you'd like to win this one with Scherzer against Howard. That's a, you know, as much as I'm excited for Howard, a clear advantage for the Nationals. So it's a big one tonight. Hopefully they can take it, and again, either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.